surprise and welcome to wherever you are. My name is Ryan McNeil in Toronto, Canada, and you are listening to episode 64 of the Matinee Cast. It's the movie-loving podcast of my movie-loving website, thematinee.ca, your home for cinematic passion and perspective. I say surprise because this episode wasn't exactly planned, although it certainly was sponsored about a week ago. Matthew Brown, one half of Memo, which you can find at memo.ca, dared me, staked me.
No, he
took advantage of me drunkenly.
You. He bullied you.
He took advantage of me and he left me in a drunken stupor, I think. Matthew Brown took advantage of me.
Matthew Brown took advantage of you. Aww.
So he basically staked us the money, which we will be collecting on Matthew, to go see Step Up Revolution. I think he's a really, really big fan of the Step Up 3D show, which has now been archived, which I think I now have to bring back out of archives.
Oh, is it not on
the site? No, I gotta reload it.
I thought he said it was the first matinee cast he'd ever listened to.
Was it?
I think so.
Well, he loved that so much that he staked us to go see Step Up Revolution, the sequel to that one, the fourth Step Up film, which, I don't know about you, that certainly wasn't on my radar for any time
well,
in the next week.
For people who haven't heard our Step Up 3D episode, the reason why we recorded it, because it wasn't a scheduled episode either, I had won a bet with you and made you come see Step Up 3D. I had seen the trailer for it and was like, this is my new favorite movie. I don't even need to see it. I already know. I'm going to freaking love this movie.
And how did that work out?
It was the worst 2 hours of my life. And not only was it bad, but I was angry that it was bad. I was so angry because I love dance movies and I'm an easy target. Like, I love bad dance movies. Right. It doesn't take a lot for me to love a dance movie.
We got home and you said, get the mic.
Yeah, I was so pissed off. And it was just me ranting, I think, for 30 minutes.
I got to say, get the mic. That might be the hottest thing you've ever said. Just putting that out.
All right.
There. So Matt, I don't know how to explain this, but he pressured us into seeing the film and watching the show.
And so I hated this third one so much that I had no intention of seeing Step Up Revolution. And I agree with his point. He says they really missed out on saying Step Up for the Revolution. And someone should get fired for not calling that. Like, who dropped the ball?
You think of, how they want to drop the numbers into the titles now. Like, five
Yeah,
male destinations.
Yeah, and they could have so easily. Step Up Revolution. Four is not even in the title.
Okay. So we saw it. And just to kind of put the one last little bit of context on this show, we have not spoken about the film since we left.
I am dying.
We're usually kind of talking about it on the subway, although you don't like to do that.
No, but when we saw Step Up 3, you knew long before I said, get the mic. You knew how I felt because I had been
you leaned over to me in the theater.
Because I was pissed, right? I was so miserable in the theater. See, you knew. Mm-hmm. This time I said to you going and I said, just so you know, I don't want to talk about it on the way home. We're not even going to talk. I was like, do you want to put headphones on? So I don't even know how you feel about this film.
Well, I think you should start.
No, I want you to start.
I kind of liked it.
Did you?
Not totally. Okay. I certainly liked it more than Step Up 3D, and that's not hard, because I think that was a zero-star film, because I thought it was just so inanely stupid.
I would give it zero stars, too.
Right.
The third one.
Yes. This one, okay, so first of all, this one is better.
Yes.
Okay. There's nowhere to go but up. This one is better. I actually think it's better to the point that for what it is, I like it.
Okay, can I say something?
Sure.
I've been dying to say this for 2 hours now since we left the theater. I loved it.
Really?
I loved it.
Oh my
God. No, I friggin' loved it. If someone called me right now and said, hey, I want to go see Step Up 4, I would be right. I would see it again tonight. I loved it. I loved every second of it. I was giddy with excitement during all of the dance. I'm freaking out because I loved it so much.
Is this how you thought this would go, Matt? Okay, so
Matt is so dear to my heart right now. I love you, Matthew Brown, because I wouldn't have seen this without you.
Once again, this show has been presented to you by Mamo, mamo.ca. Let's tell people what it's about. So
it doesn't matter what it's about. No, nobody cares what it's about.
That's actually kind of one of the things I kind of liked about it. It has a dumb plot, but it actually has a plot.
The last one was
ridiculous. So this one, we're in Miami this time. We've left New York. I don't know where the other ones are. I don't care.
I don't remember where any of them
are. We're in Miami, and we meet this group called The Mob, which is it's a flash mob dance crew who stage these elaborate...
But they're more illegal. A flash mob. They're like hoodlum flash mobs.
I guess, because they hold up traffic. We got a flash mob. It's led by a guy named Sean, okay? He's played by a guy named Ryan Guzman. he ends up kind of, he works at this hotel and he ends up kind of falling for this girl named Emily. Well, it turns out that Emily is the boss's daughter. The boss played by Peter Gallagher, who, does he have the market cornered on dance movies?
Because he stars in Center Stage.
I hate myself that I know that.
You did know that.
I did know
that. Why? Because you're married to me. Yeah. And you knew that Peter Gallagher was the dance instructor in Center Stage.
So boss's daughter, he wants to build this great big hotel over Sean's hood. And it's you know, the flash mob wants to stop him with dance.
Of course.
So, okay. So now I don't remember what I was saying. You were talking about the opening, which at first, it's kind of funny. So at first, I thought that opening was like a Coke commercial.
Well, the biggest problem with Step Up 3D was that it was overproduced. It was over-edited. It was just like one big music video montage, and it felt like a commercial from beginning to end, and it was horrible.
And the camera was also in a little too... It didn't let the dance
at all
play.
It was so over-edited.
That might be the gayest thing I've ever said on this podcast.
But the third one was so over-edited, and not only was it over-edited so that you couldn't enjoy the dance, but the dance wasn't that good. And it's not the dancers' fault, because the dancers in the third one were great. It was the choreography, and I hate to say that because...
Have you forgotten the dance battle in the bathroom?
Oh god, I know what, I've actually blocked out most of the movie. Okay. I just remember being so underwhelmed by the dancing because it wasn't there for dance. It was just there all as a gimmick, and it did nothing for me.
Gotcha.
This one, the core of this film is the dance. There are so many dance sequences in this one, probably three times as many as there were in the last one, and every one of them like brings down the house. And that opening scene, for the first few seconds, it looked overproduced. It was so stylish and you really saturated it, and it did look like a Coke commercial, and I was like, oh no, here it goes. And then they started dancing. They got on the hoods of the cars, and it was like I could barely sit there. I wanted to just jump up because I was so happy with how good the dancing was. And then one after the other, they kept bringing out these routines, and every one of them was fantastic. Everything. But the last 20 minutes was like one big dance montage.
Yeah,
they
go crazy. By the way,
incredible.
we're gonna spoil the holy hell out of this movie.
Oh, nobody
cares. If you have any intention of actually knowing the plot.
All that matters, whatever, they have to save the day through dance. And everybody knows they're going to save the day.
They have to save the day through dance. That is actually what they do.
That is literally what they do. And they do it on a trampoline and with bungee cord. It's so freaking amazing. And Twitch gets a bigger role this time, which makes me super happy, because every time Twitch is a dancer from So You Think He Can Dance, who I love.
Okay.
And every time he came on screen, I kept tapping Ryan going, I love him.
And I'm like, I know.
Because he was in the third one, but he was kind of in the background.
So it's kind of funny because... I haven't seen either of the first two. I don't care to.
I actually don't think I've seen the second. I've seen the first, the third, and the fourth. I love the first.
Okay.
It
was kind of crazy because they actually gave the routines some meaning. They basically staged them not just as flash mob, but they staged them as performance art.
Yeah.
The cool thing that's actually happened between 3D and For the Revolution is the whole... reemergence of like stage presence of like Lady Gaga, for instance.
Yeah.
That really wasn't a thing back to that one. These very much have that kind of thing. I'm thinking specifically of, there's a dance scene set in a hoity-toity restaurant, and they're dancing on the table. They're all very, and the one in the art gallery as well. It's like something out of a Gaga video in a good way, in a very good way.
They were all in the office tower and they're all wearing hats. Like, it felt very Michael Jackson.
It did.
It was great. Just the choreography was just so
fantastic. So that's the thing. They actually give the dance meaning. In the way that it's all these performance art.
And they're all very stylized. None of the two dances, even though, like, this, I love hip-hop, but the third one made hip-hop just seem ridiculous. Like, hip-hop dancing, not music, sorry.
Oh, the third film. Okay.
The third film just ruined the shit out of hip-hop dancing.
Right.
It just seemed lame.
Right.
And remember the sound... Well, I mean, the sound effects were still in this one. We all know I had issues with the sound effects.
Were there sound effects in this one, too?
There were.
Did I just tune them out?
I bought it a little more because they specifically in this one had, like, some kick-ass DJ.
That's right. Yeah, she was doing
mixes
her little thing.
Of things. So I bought the fact that those... Kind of in cheerleading competitions, you would know this if you knew Bring It On better, which I think you do. I think you know what I'm talking about. When the cheerleaders, there's always
these
sound effects.
What's this movie you're
talking about? There's, like, whooshes and sound effects when they do, like...
Is that directed by Stanley Kubrick?
You've seen Bring It On and you know it. I just need to backtrack.
You just sold me out on my own show.
I just need to backtrack 1 second, because this is how my night started.
Okay.
Before the film started, there was a trailer.
Right.
And I already knew that this might be a great night, because I felt like somebody had invaded my dreams, had come into, like, my fantasies, and made a movie out of what I had been fantasizing about. It was like Dead Poets Society meets Best of the Best, except let's take the instructor, the inspirational teacher, and let it be Sawyer from Lost.
Yeah,
instead of them fighting in Best of the Best, guess what? They literally said the word B-boys in the trailer. I will admit, though, Chris Brown is in it. That might ruin it a little bit, but I don't care. I can overlook that.
So, back to the revolution.
And the actors in this one.
Okay, wait a second.
I just want to say,
because I think here's the thing. I think we're kind of going on about this a little bit too much in terms of how awesome it is. Let us not forget that this is a very, very silly movie.
Oh yeah, I'm not.
Okay,
I'm not saying it's good.
We've got it. You know what the funny thing about these movies is?
Well, no, I am saying it's good. I loved it.
Every time that one of these dancers tries to actually speak seriously about dance, I don't buy it.
Well,
I'm sure they feel that way, and I'm sure dancers feel this way.
I'm sure they do.
But it's something either about what's written or who's trying to speak what's written does not make it work.
You have to remember.
Although at least this time we weren't told that anybody was born from a boombox.
Yeah. There's two ways you can go with movies like these. You can cast good actors who can kind of dance and then have doubles, or you can get really good dancers. And sometimes you get lucky with a really good dancer that they can pull off some dialogue, and sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
Now, I thought the main actor in this, who I looked up when we got home because he was beautiful.
Do you need a minute? I might.
This is his debut, actually. He's a Calvin Klein model and a dancer, but he's never done any. This is his first role.
So is he like the next Channing Tatum, basically?
I think he might be the next Channing Tatum, because Channing Tatum was great in the first one. Remember when Channing Tatum had a neck?
I did not see the first one.
Well, he had a neck in it, and he was beautiful. Yeah. It was awesome.
That's the source of his powers. His neck.
He's a great... I'm
with you. I would prefer that they cast people who can dance. It's kind of like... We've talked like this about before with musicals. We've always said we would prefer that they cast nobodies who can sing. Yeah. And that become kind of their launch into Hollywood.
It's going back to Center Stage, which we've talked about. I love Center Stage. They put like two token actors in there.
Yes.
Like Peter Gallagher and... what's her name? What kind of...
You're looking at me?
Zoe...
Saldana.
She did do her own...
I hate myself that I know that!
You don't know.
God damn!
She did do some of her own dancing, but she was kind of like the token actor in it who actually knows how to act, because all the other leads in the film were actual ballet dancers, and they kind of pulled it off enough that it's not completely ridiculous.
Yeah.
But there was some moments where you cringed a little bit during the scenes that weren't dancing, because they were horrible.
Again, kind of like that, this has this has lesser actors. I don't even want to really call them bad, because they're not horrible.
But
this has lesser actors delivering bad dialogue, is all it is. Anytime the music kind of dims, and especially when Emily and Sean are having their little moments, it gets bad.
Well, So You Think He Could Dance. She's a dancer, not...
Okay.
Particularly an actor either, and she she's not that great.
Right, but my whole point is that anytime, and just both of them, anytime they start getting a little lovey-dovey, or anytime she has to talk to Peter Gallagher, who's like, you know, the white collar, I don't even really know what to call him, the Lex Luthor of Step Up for the Revolution, who wants to build a hotel over this Miami, like, lower class neighborhood on the river. It gets silly. It gets, you know, you and me against the world. It gets, you know, enough performance art. How about protest art?
Some of that didn't make sense, too, because the way they'd even written Peter Gallagher's character was, like, from scene to scene, he was like, I don't support you. I love you. It's you and I against... Like, they were not focused in how they were playing.
And the other really silly thing is, around two-thirds of the way through this film, he doesn't, for I don't understand whatever reason, he doesn't tell the rest of the mob that she is who she is. And when his best buddy figures it out...
That was bad.
He decides to, turn it on her.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, wait a second. What the hell? This girl has been helping you. This guy has just vouched for her. You're his friend. You don't go for her. You basically crash this high society event.
And get them all arrested.
Well, it's...
That was really stupid.
Yeah, like, you've just taken your little thing that's already illegal and turned it into, basically...
A gang.
Yeah. You know,
like a dance gang.
A dance gang that they're all in the gas
mask.
That
was violent. They actually came and started crushing stuff. Literally.
Yeah, you've turned it into breaking and entering. That was too silly.
I think it was around season 2 or 3 of Lost, where I remember I started to get angry because the characters...
Are you really comparing this to Lost?
I know I am. This is where I'm going with this.
Oh my God.
There was a part in Lost, like a, it's not a, a duration in Lost, where I felt the characters all lost their temper really easily. Like, one person would get mad and then they'd be like, oh, I'm gonna run, get my gun, and everybody was just really angry. Charlie in particular. Do you remember what I'm talking about? Like, I was getting annoyed. I'm like,
I'm gonna take a guess that it's season 3.
Yeah, people just turned too quickly. Like, one little thing would set them off, and then they'd be overly angry, and you're...
Definitely
season 3. Yeah, it didn't make sense all the time. It's the only flaw, one of the only flaws I have with Lost, because, you know, I love Lost. Yeah. That's why I'm bringing it up right now.
Right.
This was the same thing, where one little thing, guy finds out, and he overreacts. He's like, we're gonna get revenge! And then the next thing you know, they do this ridiculous thing that's overblown.
Yeah.
That was the only thing that really kind of made me uncomfortable, and... in this movie. That was really stupid.
I
could see it coming, too. You knew it was going to happen.
Well, no, because, like, I knew that they were going to find out about her, but I didn't know that they were going to turn it into, let's go show her up to daddy. Like, they're going on this ridiculous mission to become, like, the highest hit, like, get to, what was it, 10 million hits on YouTube.
That was stupid.
Which will win them all $100,000.
Split between, like, how
25
many?
25 of them, yeah.
I think it was even more. That was stupid.
It'll get me out of a whole bunch of jams. Like, they're so close, and the guy just basically tosses their image aside. I'm like, really? I'm like, come on.
I have to say, the YouTube contest thing is so stupid.
Well, it's very 2004.
Like, YouTube's gonna give $100,000 to the person first. It was just so ridiculous.
Yeah, it was a weird device.
It's
and
a
even,
weird goal. Like, what would that have even done for
them?
Well,
and even just that whole viral video thing, like there's a clip montage in the middle of it where you see Jimmy Fallon talking about it and Ellen DeGeneres talking about it and Mario Lopez talking about it, and I'm like, really, we're talking about a YouTube clip? That feels very 2004. I can't remember the last time I saw a YouTube clip get blown up to that extent. Maybe the last time I saw it was, like,
you don't watch cat videos as much as I do.
Well, there's that. I also don't watch dance videos as much
as
you do.
And it was actually a thing in the movie where they were always behind a singing cat video, which I would fully believe would get more hits than
that
on YouTube. Because I probably would watch that right now. Actually, I should look it up and see if it's real.
Yeah. You know, the thing that I don't get about these movies, because the one thing I was thinking about this movie, especially because I said this time, I haven't seen the first two. I think they've done it probably about as well as they can. You know, certainly with the thing where they're, like, playing with the cars and the whole thing in the art gallery was very, very cool. They get the guy, he's doing his artwork in the middle there. Is half the people behind this film, half the people in front of the camera, half the people behind the camera, are all people that have to do with So You Think You Can Dance, which you usually watch, although lately you haven't.
No, this season I just haven't. See, I actually haven't
seen
it.
You know how PVR works, right?
I know. I'm really upset that I haven't caught up on the season and now I don't know.
You should check it out on YouTube.
I probably will check it out.
But anyway,
YouTube.
Half the people involved with this film have to do with So You Think You Can Dance. Why doesn't So You Think You Can Dance just basically adopt this project and at the end of a season they say, hey, you know what, in 2 months, here's the movie and we'll show you a little thing. And just basically kind of make it like a So You Think You Can Dance.
It pretty much
Pina?
Is. Pina? There was...
No. Ditch. What I'm saying is ditch the plot. Forget
why?
Why bother? Because it's the dumbest thing about it.
That's fine. Why are you trying to change everything?
You can still tell a story. You don't actually have to have them speak. Like, a lot of the dances you like...
You just said you liked this movie. Why are you
I liked
saying...
it as much as I would like a movie like this, which is still not enough to, like, say hey to people, hey, you gotta go see this movie.
I'm gonna tell everybody to go see this movie.
I know you are. But what I'm saying is if they just drop the dialogue, if it was just... And in this movie, it almost is... Number after number after number. Pick a common theme. Pick a theme of...
Then why don't we just watch So You Think You Can Dance, which is a bunch of dances without the dialogue.
Because you still have the... You still
no,
have the...
You still have... First of all, you just made hand motions that
I know.
Can't see.
You'd think after 2 years I'd figure this out.
Podcast.
You still have adjudication. You still have behind the scenes. You still have
so
the
what you're
corral.
Saying is take So You Think You Can Dance and just take all the judging out and montage it.
No.
You know what? They do clip shows at the end of the year.
I know. No. I'm saying...
I don't understand this line of thought. I actually don't understand
Matthew
what
Brown does, and that's why he
no,
staked the
no,
show.
No, Matthew Brown
I think
has no idea what you're talking about right now.
I bet you
he's
nodding in
head.
Agreement.
He's embarrassed that you brought
no,
him into
so
this stupid argument
no, what I'm
that we're
saying
having
is,
right
so,
now.
So, you know, take this one, which is supposed to be performance art in Miami. Forget about the plot. We'll understand that they're protesting. You can't not understand because every one of their dances makes it so abundantly clear. When it's raining money... And, you know, we are not for sale. It's very clear what they're trying to say. Forget about the plot. Just go from scene to scene to scene. And you know what? I'd probably even love these.
Well, you're saying what they should do is instead of just making a better plot, what you're saying is let's make the movie.
No, no, no. They cannot make... They've had four tries at this. They cannot make a better plot. That is, that ship is sailed. They certainly can't write. They can't write dialogue and they can't get actors.
Can we move past this?
No, it's right. No, I'm saying it would be a better film.
I disagree.
Okay. Was there anything in it that you did not care for? Because, like, I know...
Oh, there was lots I didn't care for. Mainly, this is so trivial, but the lead actress sticks out her tongue a lot. That's just so stupid, but it's something I pick.
The lead actress? Because you don't like a whole lot of young Hollywood actresses.
She wasn't a very good actor. She's a very good dancer. There was a weird scene. You actually, I think, got up to use the washroom at this point, so I don't know if you noticed it, where they're on a boat. And they're having a conversation.
I was back for that.
I feel like, just in terms of production value, that maybe that entire conversation was ADR'd. Okay. Meaning that they...
I know what ADR is, and I think most of the people who listen...
Well, maybe they don't.
Okay,
I'm just saying, the whole conversation, especially in terms of their voices and their acting, sounded wrong. And I feel like there might have been audio problems or something when they... when they shot that scene and they had to do the whole thing later in the studio because it felt studio. Like, they were sitting having this scene where they're supposed to be getting really emotional and talking, having, like, an in-depth conversation.
They're on the water,
and,
though.
Yeah, and I'm convinced that I don't think they were actually speaking that was all done in a studio because people talk a little different when they're in a studio. Just at, like, they're a little breathier, a little higher pitch, and that they just weren't talking properly.
One other thing I noticed, was it my imagination or was her first dance, which is, like, on the beach?
That was bad.
It was like a strip routine.
Yeah, but
without like taking off any clothes.
That was the only bit in the entire movie where, because when she
you know what that was? That was my uh-oh moment.
Yeah, because that was like our introduction to her. Yes. She comes out and she's like, "Oh, I won't. It's okay if you can't dance. I'll dance for you." And she's like dancing up on him in the sexy way. But that dance was really bad. I don't know if it was the choreography or if it was her, but that was a really bad. And it wasn't even that; it was too slutty. That's fine.
That was pretty slutty.
No, it was pretty slutty, but that's not my problem with it. It was, I didn't like the dance. I thought it was, I actually felt really embarrassed
They're
for
like
her.
Rolling around in the dirt.
When they started rolling, actually, I didn't mind. I didn't mind that part.
Really?
No, it was when she was doing that solo on her own and she was, I think it might have been her clothing maybe that she was wearing during that dance and it didn't suit it. I don't know what it was. It didn't work. I think she needed to be dressed less sexy to do those kind of moves.
I just think that she needed a different move. Anything else you didn't like about this movie?
Honestly, I kind of loved almost everything. Who I really liked, and I think she's going to be a superstar because she was beautiful, was that...
Peter Gallagher?
Shut up. I don't know her name. I think I looked her up, and I think her name in real life is like Cleopatra or something exotic.
What?
No, the girl who played the DJ who was ridiculously beautiful.
Cleopatra Coleman? Who doesn't even
have
a picture
actually
on
her
Wikipedia?
Name.
She's Australian.
Oh, she was so beautiful. I could just stare at her all day.
Saw her. Like, only every once in a while.
She wasn't really... she was just, like, an extra.
She was on Dancing with the Stars, apparently.
Was she on Dancing with the Stars?
Yeah.
Who is this girl? She was beautiful.
I don't know. But she's... Yeah, so she's the DJ.
Oh, okay. I have to... I know this one kid is kind of popular. I hated the lead character in Step Up 3 so much so that when he makes his cameo, at first I thought it was cool. I'm like, oh yeah, it's Moose from the third one. And then he had a line. It was fine if he just did the dance and that was it. But when they gave him dialogue, I was like, oh,
well,
this is reminding me of...
And again, I hate myself for knowing this. One of the little things of this series is they've actually had it be a trend that a character from the previous film hands it off in the next movie. So the girl in the last movie was from Step Up 2. I don't know who from Step Up 1 showed up in Step Up 2, but it's how they hand off the series to the next person. And that was his little handoff.
I'm not a fan of him.
No. With his stupid
little hair. I just don't like him.
Yeah, I don't really know what to say. I would say this. If you like this kind of movie, if you like the dance shows, and you like the MTV kind of movies, you're going to have a good time with this movie. If you like that kind of thing, it's still not bad. Maybe I'd say just get the DVD or the Blu-ray and just skip to the dance sequences.
You know what?
Because they are badass.
I would argue that I think the dance sequences are so good that everybody should just go see this movie.
Well, that's you. This is me saying no. What I will say is that if you have a benefactor who's willing to stake you and your wife to a movie to go do a podcast about it afterwards, by all means, go. If you have $13, I think there are other things out there right now that I would suggest people go see
I kind of want to take Matt Brown to see it.
I would love to see that. I would actually almost give him his money back to go for him to go see it and to memo the heck out of this one. Because I think Matty Price would enjoy this too.
I think he would.
I think that's what we need to do. I want to hear Matt and Matt talk about. We need to take the stakes and just basically put them back on the table and say, guys, there's not really much to talk about in August anyway. They're kind of caught in this little ether.
But this is different because the reason why they wanted us to do this is because it was funny that we hated the other one so much. I genuinely want them to see this because I think they'll like it and I want to hear them talk about it.
I don't think they will.
I think they might. I think they might. I don't know. Maybe they won't. But so, I freaking loved this movie.
Do you want to rate it on a scale of 1 to 4?
6.
Seriously?
No, I'll give it a 4.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I really liked it. I'm not saying it's good, but
you're
know what?
You're buying this the day it comes out,
I am.
Aren't you?
I am. I will. This will be part of my collection, I promise you. I'm not saying it's good like a 4 as in this is really good filmmaking. I am saying this accomplished what it wanted to do. I left feeling freaking awesome, and it killed me that I couldn't tell you I liked it until we got home. I was so happy with this movie. Yes, there are some stupid parts.
There's a lot of stupid parts.
But I don't give a shit. I'll be honest. I loved it. I'm giving it a 4 out of 4.
I'm giving it a 2.5. For what it is. Hold on. For what it is,
for what it is, it deserves more than a 2.5.
For what it is, it's actually like a 3 or 3.5. On an even playing field, it's a 2.5 in that it's good for if you're gonna like that thing.
And you don't wanna wreck your street cred by putting
My street cred. There are movies I've given a 2 that I liked, but I'm like, this is a bad movie, but I like it. This is kind of the inverse. This is a movie I wouldn't even say it's a bad movie. I enjoyed myself, but I'm not gonna get carried away here.
Yeah, I think you should get carried away.
This is not pub night. I've not had 4 or 5 doubles
they
in
were
me.
Dancing and you're on a trampoline.
I know.
And know what? It was just as awesome as that.
They
sounds.
Made it rain money.
That was so cool. I just want to watch all the dance sequences again. Yeah. It was so cool.
All right, I think we're gonna get out of this thing while the getting's good. So 4
Thank
from
you,
Lindsay.
Thank you, Matthew Brown.
Yeah, thanks, Matthew Brown. 4 from Lindsay. 2.5 from me. Step Up Revolution. It's not like as much as I'm saying about it. It's not bad. If it's your kind of thing, go see it because it's really cool. And who knows if it's on cable or something like that later on, give it a shot because as I said, these dance sequences are pretty damn cool.
And I think you should bring back the 3D episode so people can hear it.
I'll have that back. I'll have that re-embedded in the
I've never listened to it personally, but I've been told I made the robot sound effect.
You did make the robot sound effect.
And they did do the robot sound effect at one point. I was all ready to hate it. And I was like, oh, who am I kidding? I just love this movie. Let them make the robot.
Well, if anybody wants to follow you, where can they find you on Twitter?
At Lindsay Ragone.
Spell that.
LANDSAYRAGONE.
I am Ryan McNeil. You can find me on Twitter at matinee_CA. This has been episode 64 of the Matinee Cast. Come back on Monday when the new episode with Corey Attad about Total Recall goes up. For back episodes, you can find them at matinee.ca/podcasting. You can also find them on Blueberry, the iTunes Music Store, the podcasting app on the iPhone. They'll give you handy ways to subscribe and get alerts when new episodes drop. If you have any feedback of this little short opus, I'd love to hear it. I'm sure Lindsay would love to hear it. Let me know. Ryan@thematinee.ca. Any last thoughts before we go?
Mia Michaels. I'm just shouting that out because she makes an appearance in the movie, and it's very exciting for me.
That's wonderful.
She's a kick-ass director.
For Lindsay, I'm Ryan. We'll see you at the matinee.